Tommy's Tavern.
Josh Conway is down boundary side waiting for us. Buzz, have you been able to nail down Damien McMahon?
Yes, he's standing alongside Macca. Thank you for joining us after the defeat this afternoon. What fell down from the coach's box, in your opinion? At three-quarter time, you said you wanted the guys to be a bit more direct, a bit more bolder going forward. Was that something, one of the main things that stood out to you in those first three quarters?
Yeah, look, there's lots of things that fell down today. We were probably, beaten easily through the midfield. We thought their guys got on top of us and moved the ball forward, particularly at centre bounces. The stats will tell us that they were dominant in that area. We just overpossessed the ball, taking it forward. Our forward line didn't function anywhere near where we'd like it to. We really battled to mark the ball inside forward 50. The differential between inside 50s wasn't great. It might have been, between 7 and 10, I'd imagine. But, they were just more efficient with the ball than we were. And, yeah, we wanted to play more direct and we were unable to do that.
Is it frustrating that you seemingly couldn't adapt to the conditions? As soon as it got a bit wet, you were still possessing the footy a lot, which is what you want to do ideally on a nice day. But were you frustrated from the bench that you saw the guys still trying to overpossess the footy?
Definitely frustrated. I thought we were overpossessing the ball even prior to it starting to raining. We just probably threw that extra handball and tried to get the player out into space. Their pressure was really good. Credit to them for applying that. We just couldn't get any flow with our ball movement, and we really struggled to take it from back half to front half with any flow.
Macca, appreciate your time this afternoon. You're now 3.5 wins and 5 losses from 9 starts with 6 to play. You need a lot to go right from here. Now, we spoke about this game as being hopefully a launch pad, going forward into the back half of the season, but it's going to be really tough darts from here, isn't it? How do you approach the rest of the season now? Or do you just play and just hope things fall your way?
Oh, look, like I said before the game, we just take it one week as it comes. And right now, with a bye next week for us, it's an opportunity to rest up and get some players fit and healthy. There's no doubt we'll have some high-calibre players available to us over the next month, and we really look forward to that. But, our discussion after the game was the guys that are sitting in the room now are the guys that can improve and change our results in the future. We're certainly not giving up on anything, and every game we'll go out and fight it to the end. And I don't think it's through lack of effort that we lost today. It was more about how we moved the ball and how we structured up. So, we know we're a really young group. We've got lots of first-year players at our club, and our role as coaches is to develop those guys and get them ready for, the years beyond. So there'll be no games wasted, and we'll keep fighting everyone out to hopefully win as many as we can in the next 6.
You have a player's player after the game. I'm going to have a guess at somebody in the defensive unit.
Yeah, look, I made the decision today, and we'll call it the coach's player, because normally we allow our players to vote, and I thought today Luke Kerman, yep, from start of the game to the end of the game, just really stood up and battled really hard for us. And my comments to the players were, if we all could have had the same intent and vigour that Luke Kerman had, we probably would have won the game. So hence I made that call. But I think our defenders held up pretty well. It could have been a tsunami there for a period of time with the amount of ball that came out of the middle. But I thought the pattern match up with Cam down back was really solid as well. They had a good go at it all day. Patton's one of the more dangerous small forwards in the comp. That was a good battle, and there was a couple of others, but our defenders overall were pretty reasonable.
Can I talk to you about the renaissance of Luke Kerman? I think he won your 2's best and fairest in 2019. He's actually, outside of Matt McMahon, your next most experienced GFL senior player. Where's his, I suppose, return to what he used to be come from?
Oh, it's come from him. I think when I first got to the club, he was heading off travelling, so he missed most of that year. The year after, he came back and probably didn't take it as seriously as he needed to. Obviously, as a new coach, I was trying to change some things, and he probably didn't adapt to that overly well. So, I suppose between the two of us, we won each other over, and basically said to him, if he committed to the pre-season and done what I wanted him to do and play to the structure that we would like him to, he'll get opportunities. So as it's turned out, he's played every game this year, and he'll continue to do that because he's one of our first-pick players at the moment.
Macca, you had Connor Joseph playing a bit of a different role today too, down back, and sort of he's mainly as a forward, and I know you had to move him around a little bit probably at the end, but that was just a different matchup for him today too?
Yeah, look, it's part of Connor's development. He's still only a young player. He's battled to kick goals. You know, he's a guy that kicked over 50 goals in 2019, and he's probably been a bit of a victim of how we've moved the ball in 2021. So we thought we'd send him back with Bond coming out of the team. We've done the same thing with him, playing across halfback. I always find it's a good way to get players in the form and find them a little bit more football. He's generally a good kick, and we're hopeful that he could have an impact. And we thought he was okay there. We threw him in the back and forward line in the last quarter, just to give us a different look, and hopefully he might kick a couple of goals. He obviously kicked a nice one, but yeah, we'll look to persevere with him playing some different roles in the coming weeks.
Macca, at three-quarter time, did you have thoughts about throwing many magnets around? I know you moved Robinson to full forward. Was there any other thoughts you had of throwing magnets around, or were you just going to stick to your sort of processes and back them in?
No, look, we threw a few around. Yeah, we probably thought that, you know, we probably thought we had blokes in their best positions. You know, it was one of those games where nothing was really going to plan for us. It was still gettable, we thought, at three-quarter time, but without taking the ball cleanly inside your forward 50, it's really hard to kick goals, and that was our challenge. So, yeah, it probably didn't matter what our forward structure looked like. It was more about how cleanly we could get it to them, and we probably proved we weren't overly good at that. So, yeah, we tossed around lots of ideas throughout the day. We're, you know, pretty open-minded coach, and try some different things at times, but yeah, we just weren't, I suppose, up to it today.
One I didn't ask you about earlier in the day, can I ask you about Alex Sincotta, Macca, and how he's tracking? Is there a potential you might see him in that game after the break against North Shore?
Yeah, well, he's scheduled to play that weekend. Whether he plays for us against North Shore or he plays for the Blues, we're not sure, but yeah, he's flying at the moment. Yeah, his time that they've, I suppose, requested him to serve as far as his rehab's concerned is up that weekend. I'd guess if we were playing next weekend, he might have played for us as well then. But, yeah, it'd be nice to see Alex return to football, whether it's at GFL level or VFL level. Hopefully he's safe, he gets opportunity at VFL level, because he's sacrificed a lot to do exactly what they've asked him to do. He probably would have played with us 3 weeks ago based on our medical team. But, yeah, we're really keen for him to focus on what Carlton have asked him to do, and he's done that to the letter of the law. So, yeah, look forward to seeing Alex play some football somewhere.
Yep. Josh Sheehan as well?
Yeah, we think Jai back. We should have up to 10 players available to us after the after the break. So we certainly look forward to that. You know, we've been playing some youngsters, no different to Leopold and lots of other clubs at this time of year. But, yeah, we know we've got some pretty good players that aren't out playing at the moment. And as soon as we get them back, it will certainly help us win games like one that we lost today.
Macca, really appreciate your time. Thanks for your support of our broadcast today, and look forward to seeing you in the run to the finals.
Thanks, guys.
Damien McMahon joining us from the Newtown Rooms, where today they suffered a 23-point loss in the Pride Cup clash to Leopold. Mammy's Tavern.